far as how do you see your role expanding this year? Do you feel like it's going to?
I feel like it's going to, you know, Coach Payton is a mastermind, and he know all of our tendencies and whatnot, and I'm pretty sure he'll put all his players in the right positions to be successful. So I feel like my role is going to increase a whole lot.
The defense likes the physical play. Do you guys welcome that as well?
Yes, sir, because, you know, I mean, running the ball wins games. Running the ball brings those defensive backs up so we go over top of their head. So, I mean, kind of 50-50, you know, having a sharp run game and a sharp pass game takes toll.
I know when you went to Appalachian State, you were a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver. Yeah. Do you think that you've kind of found a niche, though, that instead of being a jack-of-all-trades, you can kind of focus on what you're going to do well in the NFL?
I mean, my role is the same as I was in college. I mean, I pretty much play everything here. I play receiver here. I play running back. I return kicks. I cover kicks. And I don't think that's going to change. I think that's just the type of player I am, and I'm pretty sure the Saints see that, and I view that the same way as well. So I pretty much always probably be a jack of all trades.
I imagine that's how you think you probably stuck with this team, is that the fact that you can do so many things, and Peyton always emphasizes the more you can do, the more your chance of sticking around for a while.
Yes, sir. You know, the more you can do, the more you can bring to the table, the more your value stays, you know, up. You know, a lot of guys, I mean, some guys, you know, especially in today's game, you know, the versatility is a major factor in what we do nowadays in the NFL. So I feel like my versatility, me being able to split out, me being able to be in the backfield, me being able to go down and cover kicks at a high level, me being able to return kicks at a high level is a great, you know, advantage that I can bring to the table.
Trevars, looking at so far in camp, it seems like you feel real comfortable at that truly tailback position, not just a pass receiving running back, but as far as your cutbacks, the vision. Is that something that you've been always been able to do, just that you're getting more reps, and that's why we're able to see that?
I mean, like you said, the more reps, more repetition, you know, the better you get every run. You know, when you go in the film room, that's where you really learn, like, you know, the little small and little basic parts of what you should do and what keys you should read on certain runs. And then it's gradually just getting a feel from offensive linemen, getting a feel for what they're reading and what I'm reading. And pretty much when we all on the same page, I feel like we all can be successful.
When Sproles was traded this offseason, did you view that as your opportunity now to step up?
I mean, tell you the truth, I didn't know how to view it, you know, because, you know, like I said, Coach Payton is a mastermind, and he know what all of our roles are. And he said a speech the other day, you know, in our meeting room about, you know, that little incident that happened with him where he had to accept the role. And it's important for you to know your role and not try to play out of your role. So I think that plays a big factor. But when Sproles, you know, got traded, I saw it as an opportunity. But I didn't really know what to expect.
How has it changed, though, in terms of opportunity? And with him here, and this year you have some new guys. I mean, I'm sure your mindset is the same, but in terms of opportunity, I guess there's always challenges.
I mean, yeah, you know, when Sproles is here, as well as I learned from Sproles, we competed every day, you know, in the weight room, in the film room, and out here on the field. You know, I seen what how he approached, you know, work every day. He never wasted a day, because, you know, the days you waste, you'll never get it back. And there's all going to be a memory, whether it be a positive memory or a negative memory. It's up to you, you know what I mean, for you to see the outcome of that. But, you know, pretty much, we competed, and I learned a lot from him.
Trevars, when you look at on special teams, our return game, punt return game, kick return game, really the only kick fans can remember is that nice kickoff return you had against the 49ers. But what did you see maybe as the main problem where we didn't excel in the punt return or the kick return game?
I mean, I feel like it's 11 men on the field. I feel like we're a unit. And you can break one pencil, but you can't break 100, you know. And I feel like once everybody gets on the same page, you know, from the L4 to the R4 to the mic to the punt returner, even Coach Mack and Coach Stan, everybody getting on the same page and, you know, everybody having that same force in their mind that we need to get a big return and do the small things right. And, you know, eventually we'll break some big return.